The Pauline Chapel, recently restored to its ancient splendour, is radiant with the beauty of two Michelangelo frescoes representing the crucifixion of St. Peter and the conversion of St. Paul. It's where the cardinals gathered before they solemnly processed to the Sistine Chapel, where the voting and the burning of the ballots takes place. Chanting the Litany of the Saints, the Invocations, and the Veni Creator Spiritus, the 115 cardinals processed behind an upheld cross before entering the Sistine Chapel in an inverted order of precedence. Once in the chapel, one by one, each cardinal elector took his oath to observe the rules laid down in the Apostolic Constitution.
Et ego, Theodorus Adrianus Cardinal Sar, spondeo voveo ac iuro, sic me Deus adiuvet, et hec sanctas, sancta Dei Evangelia, que manu mea tango.
The oath, pronounced in Latin, is the one of absolute secrecy. The cardinals, a hand on the Bible, solemnly swore not to be influenced by anyone, that whoever is elected will carry out the munus petrinum of pastor of the universal church and will affirm and strenuously defend the spiritual and temporal rights and liberty of the Holy See.
Et ego, Albertus Malcolm Rangit Cardinalis Fatabendige Don, spondeo voveo.
And then the master of ceremonies pronounced the Latin words for everybody out.
Extra omnes.
Ordering all those not connected with the conclave to leave the chapel. Just after 5:30 p.m., he closed the doors of the Sistine, a clear signal that from that moment until the conclusion of the conclave, no unauthorized person will be allowed in. And behind those closed doors, Cardinal Prosper Grech from Malta offered the cardinal electors a meditation concerning the grave duty incumbent on the need to act with right intention for the good of the Universal Church. After that time of reflection, he too took his leave, together with the Master of Papal Liturgical Ceremony, leaving the cardinal electors to pray and to vote in silence, having only God before their eyes. I'm Linda Bordoni.